On today's MVP Baseball, we'll talk about MLB playoffs and all the division series matchups from this week so far. We'll also give our predictions on today's division series games. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I am your host, Zayden, and I am joined by three co-hosts, Jaime, Carson, and Mason, and we're here to talk about everything that you need to know in the MLB world, starting with there will be a Game 5 winner-take-all tomorrow between the Yankees and the Rays, and we'll get into the first four games of that series as we move along here, but we will start with the A's and the Astros. The Astros moved on, but we're going to go game by game and talk about it. So, game one. Let's see. Game one, fucking Astros. Correa hit two homers, I believe, right? Yeah. One, Astros won. Correa had two homers. Bregman homered. The A's lost, but they still hit three homers. I think my takeaway is the Astros flipped the fuck you switch. That is my takeaway. Jaime, go ahead.
Yeah, the Athletics are a joke. Again, I don't think they'll ever make it past.
Strictly game one. Strictly game one, Jaime.
Yeah, the Athletics are a joke. They got the lead. They blew it. They failed America.
Okay. Is that all? Just they failed America?
Yeah, I really didn't pay. I didn't watch game one, but I watched game two though. So I'll be a bit more in detail.
All right. Well, yep. The Astros flipped the fuck you switch, and the A's sucked ass. Mason, go ahead. Game one.
Fuck.
The game. Yes, the Astros won. Game one.
Hold on.
All right, Mason, game one, what were your takeaways? Go ahead.
Well, the Astros just shit on Oakland. Correa and Springer had four hits that game.
Oh, Springer went four for four or four for five?
Four for five. Damn. And then homers. Bregman had a homer. Cray hit two of them. Yeah, that was Bregman's game. And the Athletics, Chris Davis only shows up in for some reason. Sean Murphy and Matt Olson hit homers. So, a lot of homers that game. High scoring, but the Astros just doubled their score and took it away.
Sounds so boring.
Fuck.
Huh?
What the fuck you switch?
Yeah, basically.
Carson, go ahead.
So, my takeaway was, well, not my takeaway, but game one was interesting. The Athletics proved that they forgot how to play in the postseason.
Again.
Yeah, well, they looked good in the round against the White.
Right? We don't talk about that.
Springer had four hits, and
yeah.
And I guess that comic strip that NBC Sports made didn't work out for them.
All right. I'll pick you guys up here. Yeah, the Astros dominated. The A's, I'm not going to say they didn't show up. I just think the Astros flipped the postseason switch, also known as the fuck you switch. Okay, game two.
Their pitching didn't show up.
Game two. Yeah, you're right. Their strength didn't show up at all, which is amazing. Let's see. Game two. Yes, Chris Davis homered again. he sucked dick in the regular season, but hey.
Past two regular
seasons. Springer. Game two is where Springer hit two homers. Springer, postseason Springer, something else, especially at Dodger Stadium with like maybe six homers, I think. I don't even remember. Shout out to Framber Valdez. He pitched fucking amazing. I think 7 innings, 2 earned runs. So, Jaime, game 2.
Yeah, but he only got 4 strikeouts.
I agree with Zayden. Framber Valdez did pretty good. Their bullpen looked really their other two relievers, especially at the end of the game. Ryan Presley and Noel Paredes. I probably butchered it, but they did pretty good. Did I say it wrong? I probably said that wrong.
You're fine. Just keep going.
And again, the Athletics did not show up in the divisional rounds per usual. I think it's been like that for the last couple years.
Or maybe the Astros are just better, but they had a bad 60 games. You ever think about that, Jaime?
That's true also. I'm just saying now the Astros are a good team. I'm not doubting their talent.
Yeah, so I'm not going
to – A lot of people
let's
do.
Quit shitting on the A's. I mean, their pitching didn't show up, but the A's are a fucking small market, don't have a ton of money, so – and they try to win every year. So shout out to the A's, actually. not shitting on the A's. They don't tank. They don't tank. So
when Chapman and Olsen leave?
Mason. Chapman's – Man, I don't want Chapman. I can't even imagine Chapman in another jersey except for the A's, honestly. Okay, Mason, go ahead. Game 2.
Well, Springer and Correa reverse roles for game 1 and game 2. Kind of. I mean, Springer still did good game 1, but just the 2 home runs thing. And just, well, they both... Both teams had the same amount of hits, but the A's pitching just couldn't do it again. Manaea did pretty bad in 4.1 innings. Only got 2 strikeouts, gave up 2 homers, 4 runs on 5 hits.
Dog shit.
So, story of that again.
Yeah, the A's pitcher. Their only starting pitcher who had a below 4 ERA was Bassett, actually. So, starting pitching wasn't that great anyway. But they have the names.
It's been that way all season for them.
Yeah, that's what I just said. So
their bullpen's their best part, but the starting was bad.
Speaking of pitching, the Astros are doing this without Verlander, which is even more impressive. Carson, go ahead.
So, from game 2, I've learned that the A's don't really have a good rotation, but they have a good bullpen. Springer loves hitting in Dodger Stadium. It's all Astros in postseason home runs, I think.
I think he has more postseason homers than Babe Ruth, too.
More postseason homers than Ketel Marte.
Jesus.
More postseason homers than Daniel Murphy, definitely.
What?
Well, okay, at least he actually got. Okay. I'm sorry.
The second he leaves the Mets, he becomes good.
That's like a D-backs philosophy there.
Yeah.
Jake Lamb.
Boy, they didn't put Jake Lamb there. I'm sad now. Chad Pender? Who the F is that?
All right, Carson, just keep going. We'll get to game 3, and Pender will be talking. Okay.
So,
are you done? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm done.
Still going. All right. Yes. Game 2. Astros dominated again. Springer might be the best player. Yeah, I'm going to say he's the best player on the Astros right now. I'm going to say it. And that'll be all for game two. Game three. Okay. The A's actually won.
Wow.
Heaven for fucking bit. A's actually won. They homered five times. Altuve looked like he was back to his MVP self. He hit that homer. Pinder, I think, did Pinder homer once or twice? I don't fucking remember.
Did he get the game tie?
Once or twice. No, he homered once, but he homered game two, too. All right. Yeah, and the A's came back with five runs in the seventh and eighth. Looked like they were going to get swept, so credit to the A's. Even though Jaime and Carson want to shit on them, I'll give them credit. Because they still I think the Astros are a better team, okay? Astros are just better. They just had a bad regular season. Jaime, your turn.
That's what I said.
Oh, my turn? Okay.
Jaime.
Yes. Okay, their bullpen looks strong for usual. Jake Dykeman, former D-back, by the way, looks strong. Wait, what did I say?
He said Dykeman.
How do you say it, Dykeman?
Yes.
Okay, Jake Dykeman looked pretty good. Liam Hendricks looked great for three innings, holding off the Astros. I gotta give credit to Jesus Lizardo for four earned runs in four innings, and Chris Davis for going 0-5. All around good effort by the Athletics.
Did you just say Chris Davis for going 0-5? Yeah. What the fuck? Okay, Mason, your turn.
God. Well, again, the Athletics pitching didn't do great, but they just hit better that game. Lizardo, 4.1 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs. Not good at all. Urquidy didn't do good either. He gave up 4 homers. I thought Urquidy would do good, but apparently not. My luck.
Oh.
But both teams hit good. The Athletics just do a little better.
Is that all? That's Carson,
it.
Game three.
The Athletics, Lizardo looked good. Their bullpen looked good. Soria pitched, right? Joaquin Soria.
Yeah, Soria.
Come in, and Hendricks looked good.
That
Chad Pinder hit a home run that barely got out.
Yep,
that's it.
That's
yeah.
It. The A's came back. It looked like they were dead. I thought they were done, and then they came back. So credit to the A's. Even though we get to game four, and the A's got their shit rocked, got fucking obliterated. I think Altuve homered again. Brantley homered twice, I believe. Let's see. Who else? Correa homered. Correa had 5 RBIs. Like, goddamn. Did not fucking know that. So, Correa is back. He is a prick, but he is still a pretty goddamn good baseball player. So, the Astros, like I said, hit the fuck you switch. The switch. And fucked. Completely fucked the A's 3 out of 4 games, and we'll face the winner of the Rays and the Yankees. Jaime, game four.
The Athletics did score 6 runs, props on them. Frankie, their pitching was just absolute vomit. Frankie Montes just gives me a heart attack, man. So awful. Chris Davis, so far those last two games is like what, like 0-for-9? Really good, dude.
Why the fuck do you hate Chris?
I expect the Athletics to actually make it past this round, but they didn't again.
All right, I'll pull a Jaime. Shout out to Yuli Gurriel. He went 0-for-5 today. Shout out. Hitting 0-6-7 in the postseason.
Batting so far, average, so bro.
Go ahead, Jaime.
Altuve.
0-for-5.
Okay, Altuve looked as what Zayden said. Whoever said it last time, he's looking like he's going back to MVP form, or at least a good player, but he can actually hit. Zach Greinke did poorly in the playoffs. He's pretty inconsistent. Their bullpen, except for Ryan Pressly, did pretty good.
Former D-back.
Lopin.
Former D-back.
Yeah, I'm a former D-back. I know Greinke's a former D-back. He also did bad in the playoffs from when we went that one game.
Yeah. He's still got that D-back blood.
He was so bad in that wild card game.
All right. That it?
Yeah.
I mean, that it? All right, Mason, your turn. Game 4.
Well, funny thing is Greinke pretty much gave Laureano the sign on that one home run he hit, which was pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah. The first one. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Laureano. Two homers. I didn't say him.
Yeah. Former D-back. Astros, once again, shit all over the Athletics pitching. Montes couldn't even pitch 4 innings without getting pulled. He put 5 runs on 7 hits. So, and Wendelken didn't do good either. Neither did nobody except for Minor and McFarland. And yeah, Brantley hit 2 homers. I wasn't expecting that.
Pretty fucking swing.
Correa hit another.
Love Brantley swing.
Altuve. Sure, a lot of people are surprised to see that.
Altuve.
Again.
But Greinke pitched like shit. Former D-back. And then the bullpen just took it the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. Carson.
I thought it was odd to see that Greinke give away the sign of what pitch he was throwing to Laureano.
It's fucking post. Okay, I'll get to that all in right. A minute. Go ahead.
So, Laureano homered, and I thought the A's were going to win, but Brantley hit 2 home runs. Well, And after that, the rest just kind of went on.
Great fucking analysis there.
There's Heim's typical burp.
God fucking damn it, man.
Sorry, I'm drinking water.
You fucking prick. Greinke giving the sign. That might be the dumbest fucking thing.
What do you expect from a former D-back?
It's unreal that he could be that fucking stupid to tell him what pitch is coming. And it's playoff.
Imagine playing on a team that stole signs from other people.
Yeah, you know,
doesn't matter.
You know a lot of teams probably do
2017.
That. You know a lot of teams probably do that, Hunter.
Yeah, it does, because if they're still doing
if
good,
the Indians
see
the Cubs in the World
players.
Series, you've been crying about it since
not,
day. I
they're not
I guarantee you that.
Dunks. Huh?
That's it. What?
Jaime?
What'd you say?
A lot of teams probably cheat, like, seriously.
Yeah, but still, fuck the Astros.
The Astros are just
didn't the Astros boys. Sweep like, the D-backs well, I think this the fucking year?
Yankees.
No.
Oh. They
wouldn't have been surprised. I mean, they are the D-backs.
I love. I.
Yeah.
And the Astros had a shitty regular season. Still, probably shit on the D-backs.
Madison Bumgarner.
that has nothing to do with postseason baseball because the Diamondbacks don't make the postseason. So yeah, Astros move on. A's are eliminated. Shout out to the A's. Astros go on to face Rays of the Yankees. Should be very, very, very interesting. All right. Speaking of the Rays and the Yankees, we'll move on to that. Let's see. Game one. Cole got six. Gave up three, I believe. Was okay, wasn't it? Garrett Cole. He was not
Garrett Cole.
He was... Oh, yeah, sure. He was Garrett Cole. Wasn't great, but was still good for a lot. A lot of pitchers would take that start, especially in the postseason.
Is that where we're going to call him?
Did you call him the second
now?
Best pitcher in New York?
He is the second
best. Yeah, so it's fact.
Well, he is anyway.
He is. DeGrom is way better. Way better. And, yeah.
DeGrom has better hair, too.
So let's see here. Yes, Stan hit that. What, Stan had a grand slam.
They both have their heads shaved.
Stan had a grand slam. He looks fucking good.
Oh, dude. What's he homered in five straight games or something?
Yeah, until tonight. So he looks fucking amazing. Some guy named Randy Arozarena has been amazing. He's the best player in baseball. Let's just call it how we see it. Arozarena is better than Trout. He's better than Trout. He's better than Mookie. He's better than Bellinger. Randy Arozarena, everybody. And that was
Cardinals straight.
The Mets trading away Kalenic.
Blake Snell. God damn it.
He hasn't played yet, I don't think.
All right. Blake Snell sucked ass, and that's all I gotta say for game one. Jaime.
Okay, I was gonna say it so I get these guys mad. Giancarlo Stanton hit a monster grand slam. And the most impressive home run I saw that game was Kyle Hiroshima's home run.
What? Who?
Did you do that on purpose, Tommy? Did you do that on purpose? I have a feeling you did that on purpose. Did you do that on purpose?
Just censor it.
Damn it.
That's not racist.
That's going in the podcast. All right.
Okay, I want to say I hope Snellzilla goes die in a pit. He looks like a freaking lizard. He played pretty bad in the five innings. Put John Curtis with two S's. My favorite player in the Rays now is G-Man Chode for that home run off Jarrett Cole.
Oh, yeah, he owns Garrett.
Oh, my computer turned off. Okay, yeah, that's all I have to say.
You don't need to announce that, ass-at, so I don't think the viewers want to know if your computer turned off. Is that all you have to say? Go ahead, Mason.
Well.
Hiroshima.
How do you say it? Arozarena?
Yeah.
He's the best player in baseball.
Well, I don't know who the hell this guy is to come out of the blue and just start shitting on baseballs, but I guess that's what he wanted to do, and he's probably Ray's biggest hope at this point. But game one, Snell did okay up until the end.
You know, Fortnite
game, of course. Yeah, he's probably too worried about that instead of pitching. But Cole was not himself, although he did get 8 Ks. Neither of the starting pitchers did good, is just what I'm trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Hitting, Rays did all right. Rosarena, Choi. That's pretty much all she wrote for the Rays and the Yankees.
Stanton.
Jump Rose. Yeah.
Stanton, Frazier, Higashioka, Judge. Yeah, that Frazier one was close.
Oh, yeah. Fucking,
oh, wait. Oh, also, fucking tank. Wait, what?
Goddamn tank.
Which one? Or whatever. Just Judge just obliterated that ball. Center field. My ball's crushed. John Curtass. Could pitch for his life.
Is that it?
Well, Grand Slam was pretty much the end of it, so I guess so.
Yep. Carson,
your turn. Yeah, I guess from it was an interesting game. Stanton like loves hitting in San Diego. G-Man Choi owns Garrett Cole.
Said that already.
Kyle Hiroshima, Aaron Judge, Stanton, Frazier, God all homers. I was surprised Frazier hit a home run off that pitch, considering it was up the outside the strike zone by a bit. Yeah, I have to say. Oh, and John Curtis, for misspelling his name, gets...
F minus.
Yeah.
Shit on. All right. Let's see here. That's game one. Game two. Let's see. Glasnow gave up 4, but what'd he do? Strike out 10, maybe? 10? God, Glasnow is fucking filthy. Fucking filthy. Absolutely filthy. What's his name? D.V. Garcia. Promising pitcher from the Yankees. They only let him pitch 1 inning. Good choice, Aaron Boone. Karen Boone. yeah, and that's pretty much all she wrote, really, for that one. Rosarena. Did good again because he's the GOAT right now. G-Man Choi took 2 walks. Pretty important. Don't know if I need to say that, but that's pretty important. Yeah, and that's Stanton homered again twice. Crushed one. We'd be talking about Clint Frazier's more if Stanton's didn't go 458 or whatever the hell it went. Fucking 118 off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
And then the one to fucking right, tape measure shot. So, Stanton's just in the zone right now. That's pretty much all I have to say. Jaime, game two.
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow is absolutely filthy, set by Foolish Baseball. Yeah, but, like, we're all copying each other, so makes sense. Jay Happ is absolutely awful. He could suck my radioactive fingers. literally, 1 inning, you put Jay Happ in there. He just...
Are you not going to talk about Garcia decision and yes. Aaron Boone?
Why do you take him out after 1 inning? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Why are you already talking about Hap? You should talk about Garcia first. He pissed before Hap.
Yeah, but Hap still sucks, though. I
mean. Yeah, he sucks fucking dick. But the Garcia decision is what put Hap in that position in the first place.
Giancarlo Stanton, he went off again. Their bullpen was kind of bad, except for Holder and Nelson for the Yankees. For the Rays, Jay Wendell actually did pretty good, and the bullpen for the Rays, except for Fairbanks, did all right except for the one run he gave up, and Anderson and Castillo did pretty well. That's it.
Yep. That's it. Okay. Mason, go ahead.
Game two. Well,
man,
it was interesting. An interesting game for sure.
Are we all gonna keep saying that? Carson, watch.
What was it? Not
Carson's interesting. Gonna be like, what the fuck? Well, it was a very interesting game.
We're going to have a very interesting segment here in a minute. It's called
Arozarena again. I was surprised to see Zunino hit a home run and Margot. Then Meadows comes off the bench and just says, fuck you.
God damn it.
Or no, he started that game.
Yeah.
But that was his first start, so. Same difference. Stanton clobbered two homers, and that. How many RBIs? Yeah, he drove in 4 of the 5 runs. So Stanton was pretty much all the Yankees had that night, and surprisingly, the Rays outhit him.
So, Aaron, I've learned two things. Both the managers of New York suck for baseball. And have.
Which one?
I think Rojas is worse. Yeah, but.
Yeah, this only is this is a Mets podcast.
Well, the baseball.
But...
yeah, screw that.
I would never have a fucking Yankee.
Carlos Beltran. In
my life. Behind me. Go
okay,
ahead,
so game two.
Talk about game.
Two. So Garcia looked good for the one inning, but then it was stupid to pitch Jay Happ, who one of the players they traded, Brandon Drury, a former D-back, got DFA'd this year. No team wanted him, so he got outrighted to AAA. Okay, anyways. So Arozarena was pretty good. Stanton hit 2 home runs but they still lost, right? Yeah. Arozarena keeps hitting. He's number one player right now. I hate the Cardinals, so I like that. Meadows came off the bench and decided to not be injured and hit a home run. And that's about it. Their bullpen looked good, too, for the Rays. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching TV while I'm talking to you, so I'm listening to the phone, but I'm looking at my TV.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, if Jamie can yell at his grandma's washing machine, then I can.
What a shit show. Okay, game 3. Playoff Tanaka was not.
Yeah, his career is done.
He's 31, but
Muscle Hero to nuke my career.
You do,
more
you,
like
you
it.
Jaime. You do you. What the fuck? Charlie Morton was not good in the regular season at all, but like I said, postseason pedigree. So he showed up. Maybe I think it was 1 run in 5 innings, I believe. Arozarena had another 3 hits. The future of baseball, Arozarena. Team choked. 2 hits. Let's see here. Kiermaier had that big fucking homer. I hear Yankee fans bitching about the call before that would have been strike three. Yeah, because calls never go the Yankees' way. I mean, nothing like a bunch of fucking Yankee fans, bunch of fucking retards. I mean, that's really all I got to say for that. Stanton homered again, meaningless homer. So I don't really give a shit about the Stanton homer. Jaime. Tonight, Yankees tied it up. Montgomery started. Don't know how the Rays didn't hit the shit out of him. Pitched four innings. He gave up one run. Bullpen locked it down after that with Green, Britton, and the wife beater, Chapman.
God dang it.
That piece of shit. Yeah, but we don't need to talk about Chapman shooting a gun at a woman, so. Arozarena went hitless, which is the biggest surprise of the night. Best player in baseball. Didn't show up today. Didn't show up to the stadium. Hopefully he shows up tomorrow. Voit fucking hit a fucking blast that went. I read that it went 5 feet less. The distance was 5 feet less than Stanton's homer was yesterday. So that's how crushed that was. Glaber hit a fucking shot down the line. And that's pretty much all she wrote for that one. Saw LeMay, you had a cheap ass one of his hits. So, one typical LeMay you hit. One of those cheap fucking bloopers. So, Jaime, go ahead. Jaime.
Sorry, I was looking at the stats. Okay, so yeah, the Rays offense just did not show up at all. G-Man showed and didn't even show up today, sadly. Yarbrough, or the fuck his name is, he did actually pretty good. Only gave two earned runs. Thompson makes me pop inside of him. Luke Voit hit a home run leader this year, so congrats to him. And the Yankees pitching did good today, keeping the Rays to one run.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mason, go ahead.
Well, Voit absolutely just destroyed a home run. 453 feet. That was just, wow. That was that farther than Stanton's? It was his farther the other day.
It was 5 feet left.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, LeMahieu blooper. Dude. It's almost like a Yadier Molina hit. But.
See that one coming.
Yeah. Montgomery did good, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Probably should have stayed in. I don't know why they took him out, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the pitch count, but yeah. Just go.
Okay, the rest of the bullpen did good. The Rays could only get one run. And, you know, the Yankees gonna Yankee. Overrated Gleyber Torres got a couple RBIs.
I mean, yeah, it was surprising since he wasn't facing the Orioles, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where Gleyber's stats come from.
Bro, actually, do you guys want to talk about that real quick or later?
Later.
Okay.
We'll get to it. Now that it's
just brought up. Just the fact that the Rays didn't have good pitching, which is what I would have expected most.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's it. So, Carson, your turn.
Montgomery actually looked good today. Arozarena surprisingly went hitless. Voit hit a missile into the second deck. It was Petco Park. Glaber actually figured out how to hit and do well against teams that aren't the Orioles.
Yo, Carson, like, fix your mic.
Shut up.
Oh my god. All right.
No. Yeah, that's it.
I can't do this, dude. Oh, we'll talk about this after the show. Let's see here. Let's see. I'll throw it 10-10. All right. Game 5 is tomorrow. We got Garrett Cole pitching on short rest. Tyler Glasnow pitching on super short rest, 2 days. Garrett Cole's pitching on 3 days. I saw that Boone walked out or something after the game, and Cole just, like, give me the ball or something like that from what I saw. So I'm kind of scared if I'm the Rays tomorrow. It is short rest, though. So, predictions for tomorrow's game.
Okay.
What's the final score?
I think the Yankees actually will win this one because for some reason Glasnow is like, what, 2 days?
Yep, 2 days rest.
That's actually pretty dumb, actually.
Don't you question Kevin Cash, manager of the year.
Okay, so what? Two days rest?
He's just going to let him go for like one inning.
Just put him in relief then.
I'm thinking it's going to be Glasnow and Snell, like a combination of that.
Oh, no, not the lizard.
All right, keep going. What's your prediction? How do you see it playing out?
Glasnow's going to blow it. I'm calling it. I'm going to say 6-3.
6-3. All right, you know the drill. Mason, it is your turn.
Yankees going to win it. 5-2.
Carson.
I feel like the Rays, Glasnow is going to blow it in like the first inning, but then the Rays, it's going to be a close game, but the Rays will come back. They have the best record in one run games in the MLB, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, final score.
4-3, Rays.
All right, Rays, 4-3. And I picked the Rays to win in 5 at the beginning, so why the fuck would I change that now? Rays win. High-scoring game tomorrow, 7-6. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's going to be a high-scoring game, but I don't know if Cole's going to go that long, and I just don't know about the Yankees bullpen since they've had to carry the workload so far in the series. So that was a lot of AL talk. Now we'll get over to the NL side of the bracket. I think the Marlins-Braves wrap-up should be pretty fucking quick. So we'll start. Do we even really need to go game by game? But we'll do it. We'll talk about game one since the Marlins did come out of the gates hot. Game one, Acuna gets hit and Braves wake the fuck up, and that's the series. That's all I got to say about that. Marlins came out to play, though. They were all right. I mean, they did good in game one, but they're just not nearly as good as the Braves. So nobody thought they were going to be here. Congrats. Shout out, Marlins. Jaime, go ahead.
Yeah, sadly, the Marlins did good in game one, but wait a minute. Oh, never mind. Okay. Yeah, the Marlins look good for the most part. That's until they hit Acuna. You can't get me out, Acuna. Yeah, they just blew up. They just went off on their pitching. And that's kind of what led to our downfall.
Is that all you got to say?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good analysis.
All right. Mason, go ahead.
Well, Cunha. And that's it.
Oh, wait.
Mason, go ahead.
I heard you.
All right, go.
Well, Tanaka was not postseason Tanaka again. And I don't know how the hell. Wait. Morton. You guys thought he was going to do bad.
I said postseason fucking pedigree. That's what I said.
I said Mario Morton.
Yeah, you said he was going to do shit. I think Carson said he was going to do shit. But we won't talk about that. So.
Well. Postseason Tanaka really showed. Gave up 5 of the 8 runs. Chad Green gave up 2 in 1 inning. And then Luis Sessa gave up the last run. Let's see. Stanton hit another homer. Rosarena, another homer. Race hit a lot of homers that game, but actually there's no but to it. They just destroyed the Yankees. Plain and simple.
Right. Carson. Your turn.
Actually didn't look well.
He did
look good. Rosarena continues to hit well and smoke the ball. Stanton had another home run. And also Curtis is good, Jamie. He had a 2 ERA.
Jamie.
I say he did good.
Oh, well he sucks in the postseason, but
I say he did bad in game 1.
Oh, I know you said that, but you were acting like he's bad. Or
yeah, fix your Call of Duty headset.
Shut up. Alright, that's all I have to say.
Should I dox
you? Oh, God. This is what?
Rage DFA by the Mets. It's a 3-run homer.
Talk about that.
That was pretty much all. I just ended it, basically.
Alright, Carson.
Okay, so just in the first game, Acuna here, hit a leadoff home run into the upper deck. It was an opposite field home run into the upper deck, which I was surprised by. Then Miguel Fried looked like he...
Miguel Fried.
Wait, Miguel Fried.
Fried looked like he was getting fried in the first inning. Miguel Rojas did a home run.
Fried getting fried.
How fucking cool is that shit? Rojas did a home run
off him that went out to the tracks. And then Darno, who our genius of a manager, put on waivers.
Fucking dog is
and then released him.
Manager.
Manager. General manager.
What?
Whose dog is that?
I don't have a dog.
Whose fucking dog was yapping, first of all?
Alright, I...
Alright, fuck it then. Just lie. Okay, go ahead. All right, you're done. All right, yep. Brave shit all over the Marlins. Marlins are done. Shout out to the Marlins.
Man, what a joke.
Dodgers. Make this one quick. Make this. God damn it, man.
Dude, it's 12 left.
Make this one quick. Let's see. Game 1. God damn it.
Oh, that's my neighbor's dog. Sorry. Oh,
Christ, whose dog is that?
What do I want to do? Shoot it?
Game 1, Clevinger. Clevinger. God damn it. Clevinger gets injured. Sad for him. I don't know if the Padres really had a shot anyway. but they got shut down by Buehler. I mean, he only pitched four innings, gave up one run. Bullpen shut it down from there. May is filthy. Kenley Jansen did good, unlike last night, which we'll talk about in a second. Actually, we'll just do all three games for each of us. I'll go to game two now. Great fucking game. Machado hit a pitch down by his ankles, which was pretty ridiculous. Bellinger absolutely robbed Tatis, which would have gave the Padres the lead. Gratterall threw his glove. Machado didn't like it. Said, fuck you, or something like that. And then that's all really she wrote. All she wrote. All she wrote. Davies got fucking killed. Kershaw was like Garrett Cole. He was like Garrett Cole. Almost similar stat line. Six innings pitched, three runs, six strikeouts. I wouldn't call him postseason Kershaw because he did okay, but he was not regular season.
Although it is the Brewers. The
Kershaw we saw against the Brewers. Game
three. Should we talk about game three for the next episode?
Game three. What? No, that'll be Sunday. We'll just talk about it now. We'll give our update on it right now. We are watching the Dodgers.
I think the Dodgers got it.
Taking the shit out of them. I think this one's a wrap. But we'll completely recap that game on Monday. So, yeah, it looks like Dodgers in three here.
This is the second recording. So during the live, I said, Hosmer, you piece of shit, which I think has to be the greatest line ever. But yeah, fuck Eric Hosmer for that 9-year deal. like Jan said, Clevinger just got killed again. His velocity went from like nearly 100 to like 89. So that's pretty bad. sorry. The Sprawl of Green won. Game two, like Zan said, was insane, especially that ninth inning. Machado, I don't like Manny Machado. He's a big baby, to be honest. So, yeah, the Padres deserve that loss. They're big babies. In game three, the Dodgers just murdering them. Machado can go die.
You got to say? All right. We'll let Mason and Carson go, and then we'll
Machado?
Revisit this point because you just said something that I do not agree with.
Wait.
Mason, go ahead.
Game one or?
Go ahead. I'll get to it here in a minute.
Oh, shit.
Game one, two, three.
Game one, Dodgers had more runs than hits, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for game one. Game two, that was a good game. That was a good ass game. Joe Kelly almost fucked up bad. Man.
Great fucking game.
Got the bases loaded, man. He just kept throwing pitches in the dirt. Threw it like once.
Never threw that high.
He's lucky got Hosmer to swing in his BS pitches.
Like I said, live.
But, yeah, Machado home run and bat fucking slam. I don't even know what you call that. Just launched it. Yeah.
Are you talking about the bat?
Cool throw? Home run robbery. That was good. Heated game for sure. Probably the best one of the postseason so far. And then I think Dodgers are wrapping this game up right now. Yeah. Clean sweep.
Wrapping the series. So I'm guessing that's all you got to say. Indians, Yankees game two. Best game.
That game last night was. It's up. Could be better. I think it's better.
It's up there, but the Indians Yankees
was wild. So, well, right now it looks like the Dodgers are about to wrap this up since I think the Padres can come back. But anyways, so game one, it appears that was what's his face? The dude Clevinger was looked like he was hurt, so I guess they removed him after a few innings. Well, one inning, yeah. So I think that was an unexpected bullpen game for the Padres, so that's probably why they lost. But anyway, for game two, that was an exciting game because you had it was like a game where both teams kept coming back at each other. You had the Dodgers who. Well, you had Joe Kelly who loaded the bases, what got out of it. Sucks we can't get to see Jansen blow it. That would have been exciting. Bellinger's catch, that was probably the catch of the year, or a candidate for catch of the year. And yeah,
I think it probably is catch of the year.
And that's it.
Yeah, considering the circumstances.
I said Machado.
The Padres are a bunch of babies.
I said Machado. You
understand that? Maybe you said.
I said the Padres are the L. I said the Padres. The Machado is a baby. In
this fucking film.
No.
You said the Padres deserve the L because they're a bunch of babies. Does anybody else remember that? Because I remember that.
No, Machado's a baby.
Alright, I'll go over the tape and we'll revisit.
You just want to talk about the Phillies thing Monday. And the Cubs thing like we did but the other day now, or just like for another episode?
Jesus.
God damn it.
No, because it's been an hour full again. Podcast time, Jaime, and Carson's mic is fucking up. So
yeah.
I think we just ended up in a goddamn.
Should have done this podcast the last two nights.
I think we just need to end it right here.
We should actually done this like a couple hours ago, actually.
That's been MVP Baseball. Thank you for listening.